Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We've got lots of lively discussions planned and a fast-moving show today. During the first half hour, we'll be joined by Peter Baker from the UK. We're going to talk about men's health and some things that you may find startling when we talk about men's health. Then we're going to switch it up, and we have a personal trainer named John Lepore coming on to talk about his experience with a product that we advertise on the show. And then we will then change it up again and talk about biodiversity hypothesis and how it leads to allergic disease when we're joined by Dr. Christine Ciaccio. So stay tuned for all of this good stuff. But right away, we get underway with Peter Baker all the way from the UK. How are you doing, Peter?
Hi, Carl. I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Very good. So today I build this show as men's health. And a lot of people probably think I'm going to talk about the magazine for men's health, but really we're going to talk about some issues regarding men's health. Recently, there was a paper published that says that more needs to be done as it relates to the burden of disease on men. Global health policies fail to address these things. So first of all, let's talk about the notion of why this could be. Why do we not see more being done by the scientific community, specifically as it relates to men's health issues, considering that men die younger than women?
Well, it's a very good question, Carl, and perhaps it'll be helpful, first of all, if I just very briefly outline some of the statistics in the paper that you mentioned.
Please.
And it wasn't just any old paper, this. It was published in one of the leading medical journals in the world, the Lancet, and it looked at data from every country in the world and pulled it all together. And what they found really was quite astonishing. If you look at the world as a whole, then men live 6 years fewer than women. And in some countries, the gap is much bigger than that. The worst differences between men and women are actually in Eastern Europe. In Russia, for example, women outlive men by 11 and a half years.
Wow.
So a very large difference indeed. In the US, the figure is about 5.5 years. In the UK, it's a bit less at 4 years. But in every country in the world, women live longer than men.
Okay.
That's my
next question. I mean, is this because of social issues? Is it because of men bear a greater burden of stress, which I don't think is necessarily the case any longer? Why is it?
Well, I think there are a number of reasons. There's not just one easy answer to this. One of the biggest reasons is that men take more risks with their health. So if you look at the behaviors that have most impact, like smoking, drinking alcohol, diet, on almost all of these, men do worse than women. Men smoke more, they drink more alcohol, they drink alcohol at dangerous levels, they eat less fruit and vegetables, they eat more red and processed meat. In some countries, in the US, for example, men exercise less than women. In other countries, that's not the case, but certainly in the States it is. So all the lifestyle behaviors that impact on our health, men tend to do worse than women. I think another reason, a very important reason, is that when something goes wrong, when men start to get ill, they take longer to actually seek help. So they don't go to the doctor or to another healthcare professional as quickly as women do. And this delay can, of course, be very serious. In the case of cancer, for example, the longer you wait before you seek help, the worse your outcome is likely to be. And we know that if you look at virtually every cancer, men are not only more likely to develop it than women, but more likely to die from it as well. So the delay in seeking help is extremely important. Now, what I think kind of sits behind all this is that we haven't yet tackled these problems. We've kind of just accepted that men are going to die young, that men are going to
be more reckless
with their health.
Yeah.
We accept that men aren't going to go to the doctor, but we don't do anything about it. And I think that we now know that we can do something about this, but it's still not happening on anything like a big enough scale.
But Peter, we can
do things that change men's behavior. We can get them to seek help sooner. But we're just not doing it on a big enough scale yet.
Peter, you're a vocal men's health advocate in the UK. You spend all of your time and focus on these issues. What is the salient characteristic about men that makes us more reckless, more cavalier about our health? Is it machismo? Is it we've learned to, you know, keep a stiff upper lip and carry on? What is it?
Well, I think it is down to the way that we're brought up to be men, and how we behave as men, and it is about not asking for help. I think too many of us still feel that it's a sign of weakness if we actually ask someone to give us a hand. I mean, I always compare this to, if you see a man and a woman and they get lost in the street somewhere, it's always the woman who asks a stranger for directions. It's never the man. Because a man has got to appear as if he knows exactly what he's doing.
Right.
And he can't ask anybody for help. Now, that's a very deep-seated attitude. But, of course, it's not just about that. We know as well that men often don't seek help when there are practical barriers to help-seeking. So we know from work that we've done here in the UK that men don't go to the doctor because the doctors are not open at convenient times.
Ah.
And it's a huge hassle making an appointment. I don't know if it's the same in the States, but it's certainly true in the UK and in other parts of Europe, that there are kind of barriers in the way that the services are delivered that put men off. There are ways around that, but they haven't yet been introduced on a big enough scale.
So when we talk about changing the paradigm on men's health, does it all begin with a grassroots effort on the end user side and getting men to understand that going to the doctor regularly, paying attention to risky behaviors does not make you any less of a man? Does it start there?
Well, I think it starts with how we bring up boys and girls. And I think we need to bring up our boys in a way that they don't feel they have to behave in the traditional way that men have always behaved. That doesn't mean we have to turn men into women or boys into girls, but we actually have to stop constraining and limiting the way that boys can express themselves, the way they can talk about their feelings, and asking for help. I think we need to do more at schools to educate boys about health. In many countries, there's virtually no health education for boys at all. And I think it's a tragedy that boys can leave school without knowing what a healthy lifestyle is all about, or how to make an appointment to see the doctor. These are things that can be changed. But what we also know is that we can do things that change men's behaviours, even as adults. In the UK, for example, we've run health campaigns aimed at men, which have made a real difference to how men use services and their willingness to seek help. For example, I was involved in a campaign with a very large, one of the largest telecommunications company in the UK, where we got 16,000 staff, and three quarters of them were men, to take part in a program to improve their diet and physical activity levels. And it worked. And men who took part in that lost weight. So we know that they were actually, they had changed their diet and had done more exercise. And we did that by developing a campaign that was aimed consciously, very deliberately at men. We used language that men are more comfortable with. We used publications and resources that men feel more comfortable with. We actually delivered most of the program online because we know that men are often very very comfortable with using digital technology and
doing it privately in their own home, yeah, where they don't have to come and say, "Hey, I'm part of this group." I'll tell you something interesting, Peter. We're going to go into this break, but I just had a thought where this really begins, and it really begins with fathers. For those of you who are fathers to young boys, we did a show several years ago on the power, the healing power of a good cry. Crying, okay? And I explored this, and one of the things I found out in preparation for the show was that male babies cry 5 times more frequently than female babies. But when the male babies start to become matriculated and they're older, they're told boys don't cry, which causes them to learn to squelch the sensitivity to a lot of the things that upset them, because that's what men do. Men keep a stiff upper lip. That speaks directly to crying, the stiff upper lip. And so I really think that this goes back to those of you out there with young boys. You need to be able to talk to them about healthy things that they should be doing that still empower them, and they can still be boys. I think it starts with fathers. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We're talking with Peter Baker. He's a men's health advocate in the UK. We're talking about the underserved in the health community. It's men. What can we do about that? I'd love to be able to see, look back 10 or 15 years from now and see an impact. I'd like to be able to see men are living longer because of better decisions. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click the banner ad now. Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The Triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the Triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of Triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now
now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Could Altrian supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrian C and Altrian ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrian C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrian ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrian cocktail, 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Peter Baker about men's health, or the lack thereof. Peter is a health advocate for men. His website is pbmenshealth.co.uk. He's got a book there that you can learn about. He's got great services if you're in the UK. Have him come and speak at your company. This is really an important subject, and I'll tell you why. Because men are a great resource in this country, and in every country. We're a great resource, but we are not being well taken care of the way you should take care of a great resource. And maybe it's men's fault, but we need to start somewhere and change this paradigm. Peter, is there any difference in how men pay attention to their health if they are not married versus they are married? I suspect there is a difference.
That's a very good question, Carl. And we know from research that's been done that men who are married or who live with a partner have better health than men who live on their own, either who have not yet been married or who are divorced or widowed. So men who are living with a woman do better. There's all sorts of reasons for that, but it's often because women have a role as being carers of looking after men and children, and they often make sure that men, or try and make sure that men, are eating better, perhaps not drinking so much alcohol, but they also encourage them to go to the doctor when something's going wrong. And many doctors say that one of the first things that men say to them is, "I don't really want to be here, but my wife made me come."
You know, that's a very frustrating truth to me, because as men, we should place value in ourselves, and we shouldn't only have value because that value is reflected to us in the eyes of another. And that's a very frustrating truth to me, I have to tell you. It makes me angry that men don't take care of themselves unless someone tells them to take care of themselves. It's really a terrible, terrible thing, a terrible statement.
Yeah, I understand completely the point you're making there. And I think as men, we haven't really yet taken responsibility for our own health. One of the reasons why there are many more health services aimed at women than there are at men is that women have taken themselves more seriously, and they've actually campaigned and lobbied and pushed for better health services, and they've been absolutely right to do so. But I think men have to do the same thing, and we haven't yet got to that point. There are people like me who do make the case for men's health, who do try and bring about change, but there aren't enough of us yet, and men in general haven't really woken up to this and started to push the politicians to do something about men's health. And I think it's time that that began to happen.
So what would you see done in a perfect world if we could switch things around that would, A, inspire men to realize part of their role as a man is to care for their own health, and B, give greater access to men's health initiatives.
Yeah. And I think there's lots of things we can do. Some of them are long-term solutions, like better education for boys, but there are also some short-term fixes as well. And I think, before we went to the break, you talked about fathers, and I think you made a very important point there, because I think those of us who are fathers can act as very powerful role models for our sons. And if our sons can see us taking good care of our health, taking good care of our bodies, going to the doctor when we need to, that can have a very powerful influence on the way our sons grow up to see themselves as men and the way they take care of themselves. The way we talk about our emotions and our feelings is extremely important. If we can actually throw off some of the constraints of the way we've been brought up as men and begin to be more honest and open, that can make a huge difference. I mean, I just highlight one very frightening statistic. In the US, men are four times more likely to kill themselves than women.
Yes. Well, but you know what's interesting about that? Like cancer, women attempt suicide more frequently, but men are more successful and end up killing themselves during suicide.
Yeah. And that's because men use more violence in the way that they try and kill themselves. They use methods that are more likely to succeed.
Huh.
So women typically will take an overdose of painkillers, but men will shoot themselves or hang themselves.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's much more likely to be effective. So the men are much more prone to the violence that men often act out against other men and women sometimes as well. They also turn on themselves more effectively when it comes to suicide. But what that also tells me, that frightening statistic, is that men are not asking for help when it comes to their emotional health problems.
Right, because
we're not very good at picking those problems up.
Because taking a handful of pills is a cry for help, because you're hoping, while you're trying to kill yourself, that someone will find you and rescue you. But putting a gun in your mouth and pulling the trigger is pretty absolute. There's no turning. There's nobody that's going to put the brains back in your skull and say, "Oh, we didn't know you needed help. We're here now." You know?
Yeah.
So you're exactly right.
I mean, we do have a. I mean, the suicide problem is really the tip of the iceberg, because underneath it is a huge amount of male emotional distress.
Yes.
A huge amount of male depression and anxiety that's just not being dealt with. And men are typically using alcohol and drugs to numb themselves out.
And men outnumber women for institutionalization as a result of drugs and alcohol abuse. There are more men in prison than women. There are more men successfully commit suicide than women. If anything, if someone was looking at this with an anthropological eye, they would say, "Wow, the male species is in danger in one way or another. Something needs to be done." And but what's startling to me that as we're talking about this is, why is it just Peter Baker? Why don't we have 150 Peter Bakers out there talking about this obvious, you know, 5,000-pound elephant in the room? It's like nobody even talks about it.
Well, you're right. I mean, fortunately, it's not just me. I mean, there are other people like me in the States and in other countries, but there are still not enough of us to make a difference. But one thing that I am determined to do is to try and continue to raise these issues, to try and get governments and health services in other countries, as well as the UK, to begin to take this more seriously. Now, following the article that you mentioned about the global burden of disease, which affects men so badly, I'm in the process now of setting up a new global initiative on men's health to try and get the global health organizations like the World Health Organization, the Gates Foundation, the World Bank, and others who've got an interest in this, to start taking men's health more seriously, and not to take things away from women, not to cut back on the help that women need, but to say we've got to address men's health problems too. Because if we address men's health problems, that will not only help men, it will help women and families as well.
Yes.
because there are lots of families that end up in poverty because the man who can be the main breadwinner has died or falls ill far too young. So if we help men, we help everybody.
I'm with you on that. And you know what? I don't know how much you know about the show, but we have a very, very large male audience. And this show has its roots are in physical culture as one of the prescriptions for longevity. And the men who listen to our show, whatever state of health they're at, we are big advocates for heavy resistance training and intense exercise because we are genetically predisposed to do these things, and it adds years to your life. I started doing shows 9 years ago that quantitatively show the strongest men live the longest. The organism and its ability to be strong is physically helps predispose a person to longevity. So these types of exercises in strength building, they translate to the entire organism being stronger.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm preaching to the converted when it comes to your audience, because your listeners are already doing it. But there are, you know, millions of men in the United States and around the world who spend most of their time sitting behind a steering wheel, sitting behind a desk, and sitting on the sofa watching television or looking at their laptops and computers. Now, we've got to get those men up and active as well, because that's one of the biggest differences we can make. If men and women, but if men exercise for just even gentle exercise for 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, that would make a huge impact on their health and begin to change some of the big problems we've been talking about.
Well, and there's something else that afoot here, and we don't have the time to discuss it today. But men tend to be more reckless. Men subscribe to the what I like to call "oh, not me" phenomenon. Well, yeah, he got cancer from smoking cigarettes, but not me. Oh, he died of a heart attack and never saw a doctor for 15 years, but not me. Men are much better at the "oh, not me" phenomenon than women are. And even the men out there in my audience who exercise, who are eating an ancestral diet, who are doing all these things, but refuse to go have blood work done periodically, or do other things that would be risky, like, you know, pounding down the beer on the weekends and so on, they subscribe to that "oh, not me" phenomenon, which is something that is almost exclusively a male phenomenon, in my opinion.
That's a very good point. I mean, we do have this weird situation where men die young from a whole range of diseases, but they believe that each man believes he's invulnerable until something goes wrong. It's like we just ignore the evidence.
Right.
And it's not difficult to find the evidence. It's everywhere. You know, we see our fathers die too young. We see our brothers die too young. We see our friends die too young. And somehow we think that we're different.
Right, right. You know what? You know what? And so did the lemming who just walked off the cliff behind the other lemming who just walked off the cliff also thought that "oh, not me" phenomenon. Listen, Peter, it's been a fantastic discussion. I applaud what you're doing. I want to have you back on the show, okay?
Okay.
All right. Go to pbmenshealth.co.uk to learn more about Peter Baker's advocacy for men's health in the UK. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
I think you shagadelic, baby. You switched on. You're smashing.
Oh, groovy, baby.
Outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding. Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure. Electronic muscle stimulation is state-of-the-art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need: small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial-grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
New from Rob Riggish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes The Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Right now we're going to be joined by a listener of the show, personal trainer named John Lepore. Later we'll be joined by Dr. Christine Chacchio to talk about the biodiversity hypothesis and how it affects allergic disease. Welcome to the show, John.
Hi, how you doing, Carl?
Fantastic. When I called John to get him on the phone, he knew it was me by my voice, right, John?
I'm an avid listener.
There you go. Okay, so talk a little about what you do. You are a personal trainer, correct?
Yes.
What kind of clients do you work with? Do you work with people who are already fairly physically fit? Do you work with people who are trying to become physically fit?
Mostly it's people that are trying to be physically fit. I have a lot of female clients, so I teach them mostly about strength. I'm mostly into like strength training. But, you know, lots of squatting, deadlifting, you know.
When you find a new female client and you say, hey, I'm going to teach you to squat and deadlift, do they think, wait, that's something men do, I don't want to do that?
Yeah, there is a barrier there, I've noticed.
How do you overcome that? What do you say to them that, look, you're going to learn to squat and deadlift, and here's why?
I tell them you're going to get stronger and you're going to build a great body.
That gets women when you tell them they're going to build a great body. That's it.
Yeah. I saw the pictures of like female models, bikini models, stuff like that. Because that's the look. I mean, most women want,
right?
You know, they want the nice shapely bottom and all that.
Yeah, and you get that from doing things like hip thrusts and squats and deadlifts, obviously.
Exactly.
And do you have a lot of success with your female clients? Do they? Do you have any success stories that you may want to chat up a little bit on their behalf? That they started with you a while ago and they've come how far?
Sure. One girl, Karen, she's been working with me about 3 months now. And you know, she was very weak when she came in. And basically I had her doing a lot of body squats, hip thrusts, a lot of one-legged squats, Bulgarian split squats. And, you know, we finally started putting a little weight on the bar. And, you know, she's progressing nice, and you can see you can see the body starting to change.
And how long have you been a personal trainer now?
I've been doing it professionally for like a year, but I've always been training family, friends for, you know,
right,
the last 10 years.
Personal trainers are the medicine men and women of the future, in my opinion. Because most personal trainers not only understand physical exercise, but they also understand nutrition. Do you guide your clients into nutritional protocols as well?
I do, yeah. I advocate a high protein, you know, low carbohydrate diet. And mostly, you know, I tell them fat, you know, don't be afraid of fat. So I'm big on coconut oil.
And that's got to be another one when you start telling them to eat coconut oil. And they're like, well, wait, isn't that saturated fat? That's bad for me, right?
Yeah. It takes
a while. Takes a while to
get it. It does.
So, okay, so now let's talk about supplements and stuff. You've been training personally yourself. How long? How long have you been working with weights?
Oh, geez, since I was, let's see, I'm 34 now. So, yeah, probably like almost 20 years.
Okay. So you've tried a lot of supplements over the years, I got to believe, right? Things that have come and gone. Okay.
Yep, definitely.
And you can pretty much tell something that works versus something that doesn't work, I would imagine.
Exactly. Like, I remember when creatine came out, for some reason it just didn't affect me. Like, I and all my friends were taking it, and people were getting results. For some reason, I tried it a couple of times, and it just, I don't know why, I just didn't, you know, I didn't get the strength gains from it. So I just don't even take it.
Okay. But there are supplements that you use that do work, right? Any supplements?
Oh, of course, yeah.
Okay. And so, In that bailiwick of supplements that you use, you stumbled upon Age Force, I guess, on the show.
Yeah, I think the first one was you did the promotion for the Power Patch.
Right, the growth hormone patch. Right.
Yep, I tried that. I felt I got a great result. I just, you know, because my big thing is I lift pretty heavy, you know, a lot of squats, deadlifts. So recovery is big for me.
You mind bragging a little bit what your squat and deadlift are like?
Last time I maxed out, I did about 450 on squat and about 405 deadlifting.
That's good.
Yeah, pretty good.
Okay, so you started out with the Power Patch, which raises growth hormone levels. Did you, and obviously some of the things that you notice from growth hormone take a while. Did you notice anything after using it for a while?
I did. Definitely after, like, probably after a month, I definitely noticed my recovery, and I noticed that I slept really, really well, which has always been a problem. I'm a very busy guy. You know, I'm constantly working. I have two kids. So.
And what other patches do you use of Age Force? I was just reading. It's funny because I just read something that Steve sent me from Age Force. There's a 58-year-old man out there who has been using. He had low testosterone. He started to use the Testo 100 patch and the DHEA pregnenolone patch together, and he just had his blood work done, and his total testosterone is over 1,100, and his doctor says that he needs to back it down, whatever he's doing. And the only thing he's doing is the patch.
Yeah, really, yeah.
Okay, so, you know, see, what always surprises me is there are so many people out there who think that these patches are BS. Like, oh, it just looks like a Band-Aid. It's nothing. But they don't think that nicotine patches are BS. When the smokers use them, they work. They deliver nicotine. So
exactly.
were you skeptical about the patches at first?
I was, because, you know, it's something new, obviously. So I was a little skeptical. But then, you know, when you start thinking and use your critical thinking skills, like, hey, you know, nicotine, people are taking nicotine patches. You know, people's been using, you know, other transdermal creams and stuff for years, so
yeah, the technology's there. Now you also use the fat burner patch, right?
Yeah, I did that. I just did that a month last month, and I definitely could see some results. Definitely, I see, like, after about a month, my body fat's definitely going down. You
really?
Know, you can see your abs start coming in.
And you attribute it to the fat burner patch?
Definitely, because I really haven't changed anything in my diet. I've I eat pretty well, but Yeah, I went on vacation a month ago, and, you know, obviously I didn't eat that great on vacation, and I drank a little more than I should.
Right. So if anything, you would put on some weight.
Exactly. Again, I only worked out, I think, I was away for a week. I worked out like 3 days on vacation, but I came back, and when somebody in the gym was like, oh, man, you're looking lean. And I was like, really? I just got back from vacation. And I was like, so, you know, you don't really realize it sometimes until somebody else says it.
Right. And now, do you continue to use the fat burner patch, or did you just use it for the 1 month?
I'm probably going to use it for another month or two, you know, for the summer. And then I'm also on the amino acid patch.
Do you notice anything about the amino acid patch? That's one that people just don't get. They think, you know, oh, you got to take 5 grams of this and 10 grams of that. What good is, you know, a gram of this and a gram of that in a patch? Do you notice anything from the amino acid patch?
That one I can say definitely, because I've been on that one the longest. I've been on that one like for two months. This will be my third month on that one. And I definitely, the recovery and basically I notice I'm more vascular. Especially in, like, my forearms.
Right.
And I got to contribute that to the patch because right now I'm about 215, 216. And, I mean, I've been lighter in my past. And, like, I've been down to 190 before, but not that vascular.
Didn't look this vascular, right. And interesting enough, I'm going to let you in on a secret that Steve's probably going to hang me for. They're adding taurine to the amino acid patch because of the research that shows that taurine increases exercise capacity.
Oh, okay.
So that's going to be a really interesting one. All right, look, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I got some more questions. We're talking to John Lepore. He's a listener and a personal trainer. He has a website called Lepore Strong, LEPORESTRONG.com, if you want to check it out. I've got a couple of the questions I want to ask him when we come back from the break. So stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. You need to stop playing around with all the clowns and the wanksters.
Good girls got to keep down with the gangsters. Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now. Wherever you call your battlefield after each training engagement, you must recover. Introducing the most complete all-natural and organic recovery formula, Am Nutrition's Basic Training, formulated by a military veteran. Basic Training provides the ammunition your body needs to recover and continue the fight. No fake sugar or flavors, no GMOs, less than 1 milligram of sugar and soy per serving, with complete nutrition no other company provides. Arm yourself with the healthiest recovery formula on the market, the body's ammunition. Am Nutrition. Join the nutritional revolution by going to muscleamnutrition.com. That's muscle, AMNUTRITION.com.
Recover!
Am Nutrition.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
The only place in the country you can still get a free 30-day trial on the AgeForce Fat Burner Patches here at Superhuman Radio. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad. It's a small banner ad, not the large one, for the free 30-day trial of the Fat Burner Patch. You'll know in less than a month if it's doing something for you, and you got plenty of time to cancel, which brings me to the next question. How long have you been doing business with AgeForce now, John?
I'd say, about six months.
Okay. In 6 months, have you had the opportunity to have to cancel any patches?
I did, and, you know, the customer service, I can't say enough about it. They're great.
Did you get any resistance? Did you try to cancel a patch and they said, hey, we'll give it to you for half price if you don't cancel it? Or did they slip a charge through and go, oh, sorry, we didn't see this cancellation in time, so you're on the merry-go-round for one more time?
No. I got a personal email from Steve at AgeForce, and I told him I wanted to cancel, and you know, they said, sure, they'll do it. You just got to let them know before it ships out. And it's the easiest customer service I've ever had to deal with.
You know, it's funny, too, because a lot of people are not trying the 30-day free trial of the Fat Burner Patch because they have to sign up for the auto ship. But there's more than enough time to cancel, and AgeForce will not try to force you to keep it if you don't want it.
Exactly. Yeah.
The only reason that they do that is because they don't want to send out inventory to people who have no intention of using it, and if it works, using it for a little longer than 1 month. So they want the people to have a little bit of flesh in the game. The flesh is simply the going through the motions of signing up for the auto ship. They don't bill you for anything.
Exactly. Yeah. So even if you get the free one and you try it for another month, you're still getting, you know, you're still only paying basically half. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's definitely worth it. I don't,
and you'll know within the first couple of weeks. So use the amino acid patch, the power patch, the fat burner patch.
The fat burner. I did try the Testo 100 also.
Anything?
Yeah, I definitely felt I was taking that and the HGH patch. I was taking that actually like the month before I went on vacation. I was trying to, you know, to tone up a little. And I would definitely do that one again.
How long have you been listening to the show?
I've been listening for almost 2 years now.
Really? What could we be doing better here?
I don't know. I love the show. I love the physical culture stuff. I got to admit that.
Right.
The old time stuff when you have Brooks on and everything.
I'm trying to have Brooks on more often. His workload as an attorney has really, really ramped up. He's working on a very intense case that's probably going to take years to come to a finish. And so it's been hard. I mean, the guy has been working 6 or 7 days a week, and it's hard for me to book him right now. But
sure,
we are going to have him back on very shortly. Probably, if not next week, the week after. I know everybody loves Brooks. Everybody loves Brooks.
Yeah, I love hearing about the old-time strongman stuff and, you know, the old-time bodybuilders and stuff. Because, we don't know about those guys, especially now I'm in my 30s, so my generation. You know, we're not too familiar with a lot of the stories.
What part of the country do you live in?
I live in Rhode Island.
Oh, wow.
Northeast.
Awesome. Hey, isn't that where Family Guy is supposed to happen? Is that Rhode Island or New Hampshire, the Family Guy?
Yeah, he went to he went to RISD. It's the Rhode Island School of Design, the guy who created it.
You know, is that right? That's where, what's his name, Seth MacFarlane went?
Yeah, he did, yeah.
How do you like that? I didn't know about that. Family Guy is one of my favorite cartoon shows, whatever you want to call it, to watch when I have to laugh, when I feel like, you know what, this day is really sucked. I need to guarantee a laugh, and I'll watch Family Guy. So funny.
Yeah, it's a funny show.
So, okay, so bottom line is, if there are people out there listening to this and they're thinking about an Age Force patch, whichever one it is, what would you say to them as far as whether or not you would recommend the Age Force products?
I would definitely recommend whatever. I mean, if your goals are, you know, you want to drop some weight, definitely the Fat Burner patch. I mean, that's something you can feel working. And the amino acid patch, I love. You know why? Because I am not one I don't like to take supplements all day, so these I can just put them on me and go to sleep.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about anything.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. They are like, convenient. Do you have any of your clients using any of the patches now?
I have one of them on the, I just put them on the Fat Burner patch. And hopefully, you know, I'll see what the results are in a month and we'll go from there.
Have you ever put two Fat Burner patches on at one time?
No, I never tried two.
It makes me sweat.
Is it really?
Yeah, the T2 definitely does. The T2 definitely makes me start sweating. I mean, even one patch makes me feel somewhat warmer, I would say.
Yep.
But if I put two patches on, within, I'd say, a half hour, I can feel my body getting clammy and starting to sweat.
I know the feeling. And I like it, especially because there's no jitters and stuff.
Yeah, there's no stimulants in it, which is the best thing. You can put it on and go to sleep.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I do. It works perfectly. I mean, I took the Federal when it was in, you know, when it was legal and everything. And so, yeah, no, I know what supplements work and what don't work.
Right. Ephedra worked. Did you? Is there?
Oh,
no,
it did work.
Is there any?
You'd be just shaking, jittery though.
Yeah, I know. Is there any one patch that you think if somebody wanted to try an Age Force patch that they should start out with?
Yeah, I would say the amino acid patch. I think that's a solid patch to start with because it's you put it on one on every day, and you're gonna get all the benefits of all the essential amino acids. You know, you don't have to take pills. You don't have to worry about taking shakes and pills every 2 hours, and it's just, and you'll notice the benefits, especially if you're training and you keep a simple diet.
I'll tell you another popular patch is the melatonin patch. But right now we have a special. We have two specials from Age Force. We have the 30-day free trial of the Fat Burner patch, but we also have the pregnenolone plus DHEA patch at a buy one get one free, a 2-for-1 offer. Right now. So there's a banner ad for that. If somebody out there is currently taking a DHEA and or pregnenolone supplement, just take this patch. I guarantee you the guy using the Testo 100 patch is also using the DHEA pregnenolone patch in concert with the Testo 100. And both of those are the reason that his testosterone levels are above 1100 right now at 58 years old.
Yep.
So, I mean, there's nothing to complain about right there. There you go.
Yep.
Anyway, okay, look. I appreciate you coming on the air to talk about this. Obviously, it's an endorsement of sorts, but I know you wouldn't have done it if you didn't really believe in the product. So thank you so much, John.
No problem, Carl. You know, I like what you guys are doing, and each course, they've been great, and I recommend the product to everybody. Just trying to get the word out about them because they're a great company. You know, anytime you can have that contact with, you know, the head of the company, it's just that's rare, you know?
Yeah, no, Steve's a great guy.
He's
you know,
awesome.
And you know what else? I met Steve several months ago in Florida. He's 72 years old now. The guy,
really?
he's a perfect example of what supplementation and exercise can do for you. 72 years old, he's in amazing shape. He's sharp as a tack. I mean, the guy is, I can't say enough about him. And he's a great human being, too. So there you go.
Oh, definitely.
John, thanks so much for being on the show.
Hi, Carl. Thanks. Take it easy.
Take care. And visit John's website. It's Lepore Strong, LEPORESTRONG.com. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio when we're going to talk about biodiversity and its effect on allergies. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
DJ save my life. Getting off butter. is not a problem that I can't fix. Because I can do it in the mix.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R. Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. Allergies abound. Those of you listening to the show know I suffer with some seasonal allergies myself. My next guest is Dr. Christina Chaccio with the University of Missouri, Kansas City. How you doing, Dr. Chaccio?
I'm well, thank you.
We're going to talk about biodiversity and what role it may play in the development of allergies and allergic disease. When we talk about biodiversity, we're really what exactly are we talking about?
Well, we're exposed to lots of different microbes every single day. And previously, we've really concentrated on the ones that have caused us to become ill.
Right.
For good reasons, the reasons being that for most of humanity, the main cause of death was from these organisms that were pathogenic to us, that caused disease in us. But now we're starting to realize that there are lots and lots and lots of different microbes out there that actually we have evolved with and help us to stay healthy. So biodiversity is the amount of different microbes and really other environmental factors that are from nature that we're exposed to on a day-to-day basis.
Okay. So I did a show probably 8 or 9 months ago about the Amish gut study. And they looked at the old order Amish because they have very little medical intervention and they don't take antibiotics by and large. And they looked at the microbiome of their stomachs and looked at their health status and so on. And what we learned from the Amish gut study was the individuals who were working in the fields caring for animals, which were mainly the men, tended to have a greater diversity of this microbiota in their stomachs than, say, the women who worked at home and with the children and so on and so forth. And this obviously plays a role in the immune system and obviously the ability to cope with or develop allergies. Would you agree with that statement?
Yeah, we think that's true.
So no, go ahead, please.
As humans evolved, there were probably millions or billions or even trillions of microbes that influenced evolution. And we know that there are just as many cells from bacteria in our gut as we have human cells in our body. 10 years ago, or maybe 15 years ago, we would have thought that they were kind of innocent bystanders and they didn't do much.
Mm-hmm.
But now that we've started to rethink it, and studies like this Amish gut study you mentioned have come out, we've retrained our thought to be that maybe these bacteria really influence our immune system as we've evolved. So we now think that certain bacteria can actually regulate the immune system through the gut, and it can regulate the immune system throughout the body.
Okay, so we as humans are influencing this narrowing of biodiversity. So many people resort to antimicrobials, you know, every 5 seconds they're rinsing their hands, don't let the kids get dirty, you know, and so on and so forth. This is having a direct effect on that biodiversity, correct?
Yes. Now that we think is definitely true. There's lots of studies now that have looked at folks who take antibiotics frequently, who wash their hands frequently, and there does seem to be drastic differences in the microbes in our body. That we have, that we're colonized with. But you also mentioned not washing our hands and keeping the kids clean. Another part of biodiversity are the microbes that we're exposed to, even from the garden. So I remember personally when I was a kid, my dad had a large garden, and we would not hesitate to go and grab a tomato, and we certainly wouldn't wash it. Maybe we would rub it on our shirt, and we'd just take a bite. Anymore, that's considered fairly taboo, and most of the time vegetables are not only rinsed, but in times they're soaked in vinegar or many other things, partly because we're worried about all the different chemicals that have been put on them, and partly because we're really a little maybe overly paranoid about the microbes that are on them as well.
You know, when I was a young man in high school, I worked at the racetrack. I've told this story when appropriate in this type of a discussion in the past, but working at the racetrack for four and a half years, I often found myself having to eat a sandwich after literally handling horse poop. And, you know, I didn't run. There was no place to go run and wash your hands. The tack room had a bucket, you know. And so you wiped your hands as best as you could and you ate. And I am sure that over that 4.5 years, I consumed some particulate matter associated to dry feces. I didn't die. I didn't get sick. And sometimes I wonder if that didn't provide me with some sort of protective mechanism, because I rarely got sick when I worked on the racetrack.
Sure, that's a great story. I think that is very possibly true. There are actually some cultures that culturally will eat dirt, and they can scientists can now relate that to certain deficiencies in their diet. So in areas that their diet and plants don't have a lot of iron in them, but the soil does. They will actually, especially pregnant women, will just eat the dirt.
Geofagy, you know, I've tried to find someone to come on this show for 2 years. The person I found close was a Dr. Jared Diamond out in San Diego, but he's moved on from that. He doesn't want to talk about it because he's afraid that people misinterpret this and start eating dirt in their backyards, which has lots of toxic stuff in it.
That's true. That's exactly right. Yeah, it's a different time and a different place. And, you know, a lot of allergy and other inflammatory diseases follow a pattern of industrialization. There are probably lots of different parts of industrialization that have been leading to this rise in allergies. Certainly one of them is biodiversity, and part of the loss of biodiversity is all the other chemicals that industrialization has put into our environment.
Which brings me to the next question. What portion of the narrowing of biodiversity have no control over? Is there, you know, we talk about global warming, whether or not man and humans have an effect on that, that's not the debate. But things about the climate changes, does that affect biodiversity?
That's a good question. Some folks suspect that it does. There are different phenomena that we've seen, like the disappearing bee population. We really don't have a handle on why that is. Some people think maybe it's a virus. Maybe that virus has come about because of climate change. We really don't know. So absolutely, theoretically, as there's been climate change and industrialization, and there are probably millions of different influences we can't even anticipate that play a part in our exposure and our biodiversity.
Okay. We have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about the notion of supplying ourselves with more of these microbiota that perhaps influence biodiversity and its effect on allergies. We're talking with Dr. Christina Chaccio. She's with the University of Missouri, Kansas City. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Could Altrian supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrian C and Altrian ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrian C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrian ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrian cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, melanotan 2, mechanical growth factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Christina Ciaccio from the University of Missouri, Kansas City. And we're talking about biodiversity of the microbiome, or the microbiota that we are exposed to in day-to-day life. Obviously, the bad ones cause disease and death, but somehow we came up with this scorched earth approach, which we do as humans. To eradicate everything that falls under the heading. And a lot of the things that we eradicated were actually good for us. So these microbiota that we were exposed to, are they, through biodiversity, are they wiped out forever? Are they gone? Or do we have like some time capsule where we know where what they were?
Well, there have been some good studies that have looked at populations that are relatively untouched by industrialization.
Yes.
And have compared the microbiome throughout their body, both inside and out, and compared it to industrialized countries. And we can kind of have a sense of what bacteria have changed. So no, I don't think they're gone or completely wiped out from the earth. I think there's potential to get them back.
Okay, which is a question that I've had for years now, which was the result of having to take an antibiotic due to a tooth problem years ago, which forever altered my digestive system. You know, we kill our lawn and then completely reseed it. There is estimated that the human body has 100 trillion of these microorganisms living inside, all providing some sort of value and service. Well, not all, except the ones that render us ill. And we take, a capsule with 100 billion CFUs in it. And that's the equivalent of throwing a tablespoon of grass seed on a football field. So is there a way to reintroduce some of this microbiota that seems to be hard to come in contact with today? And if so, can we return our internal landscape back to, for lack of better terms, a healthier status?
That's an excellent question, and I don't think we really have the answer to that yet. However, I think there are some assumptions that we can make based on various cultures around the world and how they've evolved, and that will give us the best evidence we have that this can be done. So first, I'd love to break it down for your listeners.
Please.
For a second to what a prebiotic and a probiotic is, because it's tempting to think of them separately, but they really are very important to think about together.
Right.
So a probiotic is an organism that we would place inside of us that would help keep our immune system in check. But a probiotic cannot live without prebiotics. So prebiotic is us feeding ourselves fibrous fruits and vegetables in order to allow the probiotics to grow. So when you have a prebiotic together and a probiotic together, that's the definition of what a symbiotic relationship is.
Oh, I like that. Okay.
So what a lot of the studies have done has either looked at one or the other individually. So when we've looked at studies that if you take a probiotic over and over, does it recolonize? And the answer isn't quite clear, but no one's really looked to see if we're taking probiotics and eating candy bars, or if we're taking probiotics and also at the same time eating a prebiotic diet with lots of healthy fruits and vegetables to help those probiotics grow and thrive in our body.
Leeks, onions, artichokes, these are all powerful prebiotics.
So sure, absolutely.
Good foods to eat. So, okay, so it sounds to me like you're saying, look, if you're going to do this and if it does work, it's not going to happen just by taking a probiotic. You're going to have to give the probiotic what it needs to supplant some other microorganism in your gut or at least grow in an empty spot there.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So
I think, too, another mistake we make at times is to go to the health food store to pick up a probiotic that has lots of one type of organism.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then, as you mentioned before, there are many, many, many thousands of different species of organisms in our body. So one way that I think we may be able to work around that is to look at some cultured foods that have been around for literally thousands of years. So if you look at Koreans, they eat kimchi.
I love kimchi. I knew you were going to say it, and I love this stuff.
Germans eat sauerkraut.
Yeah.
Bulgarians drink a cultured milk drink called kefir. And when you look at some of these cultured foods, it's really not just one bacteria that's growing in them. It's many, many bacteria. And there's a reason that these things have stuck around and haven't left cultures. And a lot of times you eat a cultured food and it isn't instantly pleasant to eat. Sometimes it's a bit of an acquired taste to get down, which says to me there's probably a reason why they've stuck around. You can look at Bulgarian communities that drink kefir and see they have longevity far beyond what would be expected from looking at folks surrounding them that don't drink kefir.
Well, it's interesting because Crispin Sullivan came on my show a few years ago, and we were talking about long-lived populations. And she said the thing that long-lived individuals had in common was not high testosterone levels or high estrogen levels or high growth hormone levels or any of those things. It was a greater diversity in the flora in their stomachs. And
yeah,
I think
absolutely.
that's
very
telling.
Important.
Very, very telling. Mm-hmm. What about diet? We now know that grains, which have been thought to be healthy for so long, there is a growing body of evidence out there that they may actually promote unhealthy flora in the stomach, including H. pylori, while blanching the stomach of the mucosal lining, causing leaky gut. So what we eat influences this diversity as well, right?
Yes, that's absolutely true. And I think the grain question is very interesting. Certainly a growing number of folks believe that they are overtly intolerant to different grains, in particular ones that contain the protein gluten. But grains have also changed a lot, and the way we process grains has changed a lot. So we are certainly leaning towards eating more refined flours, which are sometimes more hard to tolerate. We're certainly moving away from different whole grains.
Well, it's stripped of the prebiotic. It's stripped of the fiber, you know.
Yes.
So
exactly, and actually, grains are now also stripped of probiotic. They tend to be very sterile, but years ago, and this is really going to sound disgusting, but the truth is, lots of things used to crawl through grains as they sat in different places waiting to be distributed to our homes.
Interesting. So there was a group of contributors there that were unspoken for, perhaps.
What does
all of this have now that we've discussed this at length? What do we know about the biodiversity or the diversity in the microbiota in our bodies and on our bodies and allergic reactions and allergies in general?
Well, that's less clear. There are probably many, many things that are contributing to this allergic epidemic. And the allergic epidemic in and of itself has changed drastically in the past 10 or 15 years. So maybe sometime in the early 1900s, the prevalence of allergic rhinitis started to increase. And then suddenly in the 1980s, that turned into allergic rhinitis and asthma. And still didn't get probably as much of attention as it deserved until recently, in the past 10 or 15 years, food allergy has come into the mix and absolutely skyrocketed. So we're not exactly sure which things are contributing. Scientists are working very hard to figuring this out. But we think lots of things that have happened with industrialization have caused it. Since allergic diseases are not alone, and lots of other inflammatory diseases like cardiac disease and diabetes have really increased hand-in-hand with allergic diseases, I think it would be naive to think that nutrition didn't play a role. And there is actually mounting evidence that both the biodiversity of the home that we live in where we grew up, as well as the biodiversity of our gut, probably has a major influence in controlling our immune system.
And we must also say that the immune system uses and contributes a great deal to the body. It uses a lot of energy and contributes a great deal of protection to the body. And when your immune system is constantly tweaked because of the foods that don't agree with you, or the environment that doesn't agree with you, or the lack of biodiversity to cope with things that you're coming in contact with, obviously resources are being used for these issues that are being taken away from protecting other organ systems at the same time.
Yeah, that very possibly is true. Without these organisms that can control inflammation in our body, the immune system kind of goes unchecked, and it can wreak havoc in our body and lead to things, we believe, like different types of allergic disease.
You know, and I know that we're coming to the end of the interview, and this wasn't something that you may be prepared to talk about, but we did a show probably 6 or 7 months ago on people who are going to different countries to be infected by helminths and tapeworms and things like this, because they have some sort of immune system modulation process, and they are to the microbiome, a larger, more intrusive, but somehow possibly in some cases provide some sort of health benefits that we evolved under. You have any thoughts on that, any opinions on that at all?
Yes, well, I think it's very interesting. There's been some very successful studies of folks who are on chronic daily steroids like prednisone, which have really devastating side effects, who have been infected with these different bugs and have been able to completely come off the steroids, which is really almost unheard of in the practice of medicine, both in asthma and in some inflammatory bowel conditions. This has worked. Ideally, we will be able to figure out what component of these bugs is doing the trick, and we can isolate that, and we can introduce this as a really safe intervention for some really bad inflammatory diseases. I think that's in the future, but this preliminary data that's come out is very exciting.
I have a theory, and since I have no letters after my name, no one can threaten to take anything away from me by saying something stupid, Dr. Ciaccio. So I'm going to just put this out there. I know from the interview that I did that some of these tapeworms or intestinal worms produce mucus, which obviously some of the linings of the intestines are devoid of, and that may be an extrinsic value of them. But I think the intrinsic value of having this parasite in you, I think that people whose immune system is tweaked all the time, the immune system becomes somewhat less responsive. That's, oh, yeah, that again. Oh, that again. You know, it becomes just complacent. Like, oh, and it never really ramps up any longer to truly attack what it needs to attack. And then when you have this invasion by this parasite, it's like all, you know, full thrust ahead, we've got to do something. And the reason I say this is because we know that sometimes if somebody has an ailment, but then they get something really bad, like a fever that can kill them, the ailment that they were suffering from resolves itself while the body is addressing why they have the fever. We've seen tumors go away while people are suffering from bacteria induced fevers. And then they went into the hospital for a tumor to be removed, and then they got this really bad fever, and they were sick for, you know, a month. And then when they finally resolved, they came back, and they went, oh, my God, the tumor's gone. So I almost think that sometimes having that invasion of a parasite makes the immune system go, okay, we need to stop fooling around here. We've got a real problem. All hands on deck. That's my theory.
I think that's a great way to think about it. There's a lot we don't know about the immune system yet. That is for sure. And I certainly like that theory.
Thank you so much for being on the show today, Dr. Chacho.
Thank you very much for having me.
Take care. All right. So stay tuned. We have a commercial break here, and I'll wrap up the show.
Could Altrient supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrient C and Altrient ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrient C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrient ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrient cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding. Wherever you call your battlefield after each training engagement, you must recover. Introducing the most complete all-natural and organic recovery formula, Amnutrition's Basic Training, formulated by a military veteran. Basic Training provides the ammunition your body needs to recover and continue the fight. No fake sugar or flavors, no GMOs, less than 1 milligram of sugar and soy per serving, with complete nutrition no other company provides. Arm yourself with the healthiest recovery formula on the market, the body's ammunition, Amnutrition. Join the nutritional revolution by going to muscleandnutrition.com. That's muscle, AMNUTRITION.com.
Recover!
And nutrition. Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Okay, a few announcements. First of all of the bumper stickers, removable decals have been shipped. This probably doesn't need to be said, but I'm going to say it anyway. Please wash the area before you place it on your car, whether you do a windshield placement or a bumper placement. Please wash it first. If there's dirt, because these are removable bumper stickers, They don't have the gobs and gobs of adhesive that normal bumper stickers have that rip your paint off when you remove them or stay behind or make it impossible to remove the bumper sticker. Since we were considerate, we don't want to damage anybody's car for showing their love for the show and spreading the word. These remove literally so easily, just pull them off. As a result, if you have dirt on your car, car windshield or bumper, when you stick it on, it'll start to curl up at the edges within about 2 or 3 weeks of it being there. So please wash well the area that you intend to put the bumper sticker. Number two, I've gotten lots of emails from people saying that the banner ad for Southern Research Companies was not working. And it wasn't working, but it wasn't our fault. Southern Research Companies is having a problem with their registrar. So they have a new temporary URL to use while they solve this problem. Of course, the banner ad on our website on superhumanradio.com has been updated to reflect this. But Southern Research Company's new website URL, for those of you looking to go there and learn more about their peptides, is Southern Research Companies, companies.com. The whole name of the company, southernresearchcompanies.com, or go to Superhuman Radio and just simply click the banner ad to get there. And I am still looking for somebody to come on the show and talk about geophagy. It's very, very interesting. It comes up again in today's discussion. For 2 years, I've been trying to find the right person to come on the show and talk about geophagy. And I'm going to continue to work on this. It's becoming more and more interesting to me as we talk about microbiota diversity, biodiversity, and things that can influence it. So there you go. Tomorrow's Thursday. We will be joined by the brilliant and talented Adele Moussa for the Subversity Science Roundup. So please tune in then. Thank you for listening today, and we'll see you tomorrow.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.